When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jarrett, good morning. Wow. Good morning. May you live in interesting times.
Good morning, fellas. I mean, what a time to be alive as a Bears fan right now. I mean, I was yesterday, I kind of heard that this was coming. I knew it wasn't going to happen yesterday, but I overheard some news that it was going to happen today. I didn't know it was going to happen early this morning that Shane Waldron was going to be relieved of his duties, but it was not a surprise.
Who is Thomas Brown? How well do you know him, and what should we expect?
Don't know him personally. Know he spent some time in Miami for a couple of seasons at the University of Miami. Everything about him, though, just reading up on him, I mean, he... Anytime that you have a chance to be underneath Sean McVay and that he has your confidence, I think you learned a lot. He's a relationships guy. He's all about figuring out his guys. He's also a former running back as well. And so I think with this new opportunity for him, he is going to take advantage of it. I don't think he's going to overdo it. I listened to you guys a little bit earlier just about, you know, this is the opportunity. You want to show what you can do. I think he understands the task at hand. And I think he is going to simplify this just a little bit more for Caleb Williams and this offense the way that it is, and do the one thing that is definitely going to help out Caleb, which they should have been doing for the whole season. And that's figuring out a way to run the football and be more consistent with the run game.
Yeah. I'm very interested to see how they want to spin all of it. Right. The proof is in the pudding. What they actually do come the Packer game will tell us a lot. But, man, I mean, Flusi is in a very interesting position. He's now gone through two offensive coordinators, and he's 3 years in, 2.5 years in. Do you get to another year? Is this bail you out? Does this save your career as a head coach? And I'm very curious to see if he takes a step back as a defensive coordinator, because you want all eyes. You want your head coach to know what the heck's going on offense.
I mean, definitely, Mully. It comes down to it. I mean, this is crunch time for Matt Eberflus. He's feeling the heat. You can just tell every single time he gets up at that podium, just the pressure that is on him. And I get that, but that's a part of the job. That's a part of being a head coach in the NFL. A lot of it relies on your shoulders. You got to figure out a way to be the CEO of the organization. And, you know, you're spread thin a little bit. But when you are also the defensive coordinator and you are calling plays, sometimes you forget what's going on with your surroundings. So to me, it's really about your situational awareness. Can you know what's going on and have your hand in a little bit of everything? But also, for me, it probably would be step back a little bit and change things up. But I believe in my heart, why give up the play calling when that's what saved your job? You know, last season, I think that's hard. And as of what we've seen so far, it's been hard for Matt Eberflus to kind of get out of his own way.
So you are Thomas Brown. You take over play calling duties for an offense that is essentially using backup offensive linemen. You don't get any better up front necessarily. What can you do from a game plan perspective to give yourself a better chance to beat the Packers?
Well, I know I'm going to sound redundant here, Haw, but the way that everything is, I don't know how much he can actually change. I mean, the game plan is, I mean, you can change things up a little bit. I think scale back a little bit. The hardest part is from what we saw from Shane Waldron throughout the last, all season, but even the last few weeks of watching the film, man, it just seems like this offense was truly broken. No rhythm at all. And it's weird because yesterday, you know, I was driving home from St. Louis on Sunday, so I was listening on the radio call, guys, and then yesterday I was sitting down watching most of the game in the morning, and my daughter, who's 8 years old, just started to play flag football. This is her second year playing flag football. There was a throw down the field on the left side of the field to Roma Dunze, and Cole Kmet was in that same area. The ball was overthrown, and my daughter looked at me at 8 years old and says, "Dad, are those two guys supposed to be that close on the same team?" I said, "You know what, girl? You are super smart." Nah, that, it doesn't look good. And we see that a lot.
Yeah.
Way that this with the play design with Shane Waldron and how he was calling plays, where it would be hard for me if you're telling me, and I don't know if this was being told to Caleb Williams, to not throw interceptions, not throw picks, but you have guys in the same area, so they're tighter throws. Mm-hmm. You don't want to throw picks, but then also everything is so congested on route combinations with, you know, dual routes. It's weird for me. To me, make sure that if you're going to commit to the run game, that your run game and your plays off of your pass game plays off of your run game. Making sure that things look the exact same. So commit to something, whether it's going to be run inside or outside zone. If Roshan gives you a better opportunity of running inside, and that's what's going to work, but then play off of that run. And I heard Coach Wanstead talking about it. I mean, just seeing what the Patriots did to you on Sunday, try to find a way to mirror that, because Drake May looked very comfortable. They were running outside zone. Next thing you know, boots coming back around, and you got tight ends crossing the field on over routes. And then next thing you know, boom, you're hitting them and you're getting explosive plays. So not to do all these wide receiver screens, throw those out the window, run the football, play action, take some shots when you get an opportunity. And I think good offensive coordinators find a way to be able to scheme even when you don't have the help up front, a good stable offensive line. I'm not really going to say that. Thomas Brown's been in that situation where he's called offensive play calls, but I'm not asking him out the gate. So to do that, he's just going to have to be smart and take what's given to him, and hopefully find a way to collaborate with Caleb Williams as well, because that seemed like there was a disconnect between Caleb Williams and Shane Waldron, and I don't know how you can go and get a number one overall pick, and you want to, as we keep talking about this all the time, catering to what he wanted. I mean, you see it in the game where he's got a lot of say so in what goes on. You right. can tell by when he's on the football field, right? To me, the Roma Dunze pick, that was to make Caleb feel even more comfortable coming to Chicago. But then you go and get an offensive coordinator who has no real connection with him. Doesn't make sense to me. Does not make sense to me. If you're catering to Caleb Williams' needs, why wasn't there someone there that he felt comfortable with? They missed a step on that one.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's another story out there, which is, of course, that the Bears have shifted once again. They're looking now at the Michael Reese, according to Crane's Chicago Business. They've got a story saying that the Bears are now eyeballing the Michael Reese vacancy and maybe trying to rework their downtown dome as opposed to Arlington Heights. What was your take on that story? What do you think about that? I mean, are you surprised to hear them now? I mean, it wasn't going to sell at the museum campus. Molly, it wasn't.
Molly, I'm going to tell you something, you and David something, and then all these listeners out here. I heard you guys talking about this earlier. I could care less right now about a stadium. Means nothing to me at this moment. Figuring out what's going on inside of that locker room in Hallis Hall and up at Hallis Hall is what's most important right now. I could care less of where you're playing football. If it's in this new place, if it's in Arlington Heights, if it's at Soldier Field, we got bigger fish to fry right now. I've literally been waiting to say this because I heard you guys. I've been up early listening to you guys, and I was making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for my son and my daughter to go to school, and I'm just like,
crust on or crust off?
crust on.
Okay.
Even though my son doesn't eat the crust anymore, he still won't eat it. But I'm like, I'm making these peanut butter jelly sandwiches going, nah, man. I could care less about a stadium. Great news. Figure all that out. But what they need to figure out is what's going on inside of that building. They got to get it right. Because I said it yesterday in my post. If there's anybody that loves this team, this organization, it's me. Who wants to see them succeed, it's me. I want them to be good. I want sustained success. But also, when it comes down to it, who are we as an organization? That's what I posed to everybody. Who are we? Because when I started to think about the things that we go back on our history and the tradition and the passion in this city, and we always go back to 85, you can throw in 06. And when you look at those teams and what they were built on, it was built on a defense that was, both defenses were good, and an offensive line and a run game that could take over the game and run the ball down your throat when you need to. And I said, it's not rocket science. We are not living up to the standard of what came before us. And then I was talking to my buddies on the phone and I said, this isn't us. And then I had to check myself and say, what do you mean, Jarrett? This is not us. This is who we've been for over the year. This is who we've been. We have to find a way to be able to change the narrative. And that is on the football field. You have to find a way. This division is getting better. We were supposed to dominate and take over the North, and we haven't. We're still far from that. And so the stadium talk is all good. I'm going to leave that up to Kevin Warren to figure that part out if you want to. But we also have to figure out what's going on inside that building and get it right so this organization can be where we all hoped it was going to be before the season started. Before the season started, we were all talking about this team as we were like, man, the moves made, we are going to the playoff. It's a playoff team. Look how far we have gotten from that. Now we're just talking about, can we find a way to win, get a win, or maybe two wins on the back end of this schedule, which we all knew was going to be tough. So as much as the stadium talk is out there, and I'll have to talk about it on WGN at some point today, to me, it's what's not important. What's important is fixing what we need to fix with our football team.
Great stuff, Jarrett.
Thanks, Jarrett. Appreciate it, man.
Good stuff.
Appreciate you guys.
That is Jarrett Payton.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.